cene imwe nayo
kumazu bawo note
praise the Lord.
Arumereza.
I want to read in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians.
Yanda kubala mwichipati icha tatu mubukira vakorinto vakutanguna.
You can stay seated if you like while we read due to the camera and all. So I believe it'll be fine.
Ngamwa kara mbripo mukete kabau de tisi kamera kutegwa tu wesi.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Arumbereza.
Amen. All right. We'll stand up in our hearts and spirit.
Yes.
Amen. I want to read 1 Corinthians 3, and we'll start with verse 9.
Vakorinto vakutanga na chipati cha 3 ndiratarika chonto 9.
And it says here, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, you are God's building.
Kambo tuli basimuli monyinaleza ndinwe imunda waleza ulimwa arimwe muri inganda yaleza iyagwa.
According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, Paul said, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon.
Kuluzialo ilwaleza ndunda pegwa ulimu ya musongo ndagabamba intarisho iya nganda lino uyaga arinjio ngumbi pere umwi a umwi achenjere mwayaga.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid which is Jesus Christ.
Nkambo chagwe muntu uko nzia kubamba intarisho imbi pere njionya ibambi dwekale nguenya Jesu Kristo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray.
Atupaire.
Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for granting us this privilege once again today to come together before you, Lord, and Lord, with our hearts open, Lord, to hear what you would say. And Lord, as your word says, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Lord, we have our mouth open to the spiritual things of God. Lord, knowing that you're going to fill it with the good things that thou hast provided for us in the end time now. Oh, bless us all, Lord. Bless me with the anointing to speak. Bless the people with the anointing to receive. And we'll be ever so careful to praise you for this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, we read about Paul laying a foundation.
Twabala magani a Paulo kaviga intarisho.
And we read about where he's saying you're God's building.
Nkabela twabala a mpamba Paulo kuti ndiwe muri ibuyagi bwa mamileza.
You're God's garden.
Muri munda waleza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And he says, I laid the foundation, but another buildeth their own.
Wamba uti mevonda viga intarisho pere ngumbi uyaga.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, it's realized by all we're not living in Paul's day.
Abobo tulizigu echino chindi tatupone mubuzu wabwa Paulo.
But Paul's word is still good.
Pere ijula Paulo lichiri ilibo tu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But he left room for us to keep on building on what he left.
Pero waga tusira ibusena ibagut aswebo tuzumana ne kuyaga a umpaga tusira.
And it's very important when we start building for God.
Alimu ikumba muntu utalika kuyagira mwamireza.
As the Gentile bride.
Mburi ibuinga ibuwa na masi.
Build on the foundation that Paul laid. But Paul made it very clear that he did not build the building. He made it very clear that he did not finish the plan of God. And he left it in the word that there's something for us to do. Amen.
Amen.
And he spoke in the book of Hebrews.
Kamera wagamba mu bukira ba Hebrews.
for us to go on to perfection.
Amen.
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 So I'm going to speak today. God restoring back to fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's two stages of the fivefold ministry to do two different jobs. There's one stage of the fivefold ministry that was spoken of by Paul.
And as he
being the apostle to the fivefold ministry, he says, God has given me a job. And that job is to get a bride, a virgin, introduced to Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And he did a very good job.
Amen.
But it began to fall away, the church did. But God promised to bring it back again.
Amen.
And the beginning of bringing it back again, he said, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
And he said, he's going to restore all this.
Amen.
And as we read in the Word of God, Revelation chapter
10,
we find there in verse
11
that the Word says for us to preach again, prophesy again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's to pick up and finish the work.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we got something very good to hook on to.
Amen.
Amen.
In order to build on Paul's foundation, we have to preach exactly what Paul preached for the foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we've heard many strange doctrine that's not in the New Testament.
Oh no,
and one of the strange doctrine that's unknown to the New Testament is the teaching that the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I began to come to God and hear about Brother Brown's message, I was heavily associated with people that told me over and over again the word don't come to nobody but the prophet. Well, this was very troubling to me. Due to the fact that I'd read the Bible over and over many times, and not in one place did it slightly indicate that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it did indicate that when the seventh angel began to sound, there would be a mystery that would be finished by the seventh angel.
Amen.
In Revelation 1 verse 20, John wrote of a mystery that dealt with seven stars, seven spirits, seven candlesticks.
Amen.
And And use the word mystery, Revelation
1:20.
Then we come over to Revelation chapter
10.
It says when the seventh angel began to sound, this mystery singular would be finished.
I am Masisege. Masisege na inkanisisidwe yomwe yomana.
And that mystery would deal with the seven stars, seven candlesticks, seven church ages.
Kabira ayo Masisege kugwamba kuteti Masisege ankan azimi nozankandra zili musanu azibiri anyenyezi zili musanu azibiri amiwa ili musanu aibiri.
And it was clearly cleared up by Brother Branham.
Kabira eji chagamana na chagamani zigwa amana akwesu Branham.
Him being the messenger to the seventh church age, that seventh angel.
Kambu walo ngomutumwi wagumbu kale wambungano ili musanu aiviri na ngomungero wa musanu amuaviri.
Hallelujah. It shows us that we've come through seven church ages.
Situtonde agutete twainda mumakale ambungano zili musanu azibiri.
Hallelujah. Now that got us back to the place where we can hook on to Paul's revelation.
Oh no, ao twasika abusina potukonza kujat.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we could get to the place we begin to preach what Paul preached. Because the church definitely fell away.
Amen.
And it went through seven church ages. But it was to be restored back and brought back to again.
Amen.
Now that gets us back in the New Testament. Having understand we've come through seven church ages. Having understand there was a mystery age between the first church and last
church.
And it's seven church ages. Jesus dealt with it in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew.
Oh no, Jesus wagajamba, Matthew 13.
He revealed to us seven parables. And each one of those parables corresponds to a church age.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We see the final end of the church and the parables Christ gave us in Matthew 13. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where it gathers all things out of the kingdom that offends. And then you're to shine as a star forever.
Hallelujah.
And you return back to the purity of the word. But he said, prophesy again.
Amen.
Amen. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now the important part here is this. Our teaching must be able to lay on Paul's foundation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's some things Paul didn't preach.
Amen.
Amen. Paul didn't preach the word come only to the prophet. Amen. Paul preached the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. Now we're going to be we got to start there. Amen, because Paul knew nothing about seven church ages.
Kambo Paulo tagwe nagazi imagan aja tigizia imakare abunga nozili musano azibiri.
So Paul didn't preach seven churches.
Abobo Paulo tagunaga gambaugide imakare am nganozili musano azibiri.
Paul didn't preach seven seals.
Paulo tagunaga gambaugide isinamatizo zili musano azibiri.
Paul didn't preach seven thunders.
Paulo tagunaga gambaugide imizuzuma ili musano aibiri.
That was a period of time the church went through after Paul was taken the glory.
Kuri ichindi na imbungano yakanjira muchindi ichabuyo moyo munaga mana kuinka I Paulo.
All those were happening after Paul went home.
Zose ezagari kutola busena na agamana kuinka kumunzi Paulo.
But his foundation is sure.
Pele intarisho yagwe njabwini.
Amen. I have laid the foundation and no other foundation can be laid.
Amen.
Alimu ndabiga intarisho. Alimu ende kuzibambua ibigwa intarisho.
So if we're going to build for God in this hour,
abobo tuwaimina mwamineza mchinde chino,
it's absolutely a must
to
begin to build on the foundation that Paul laid.
Amen.
So Paul spoke of a fivefold ministry in the foundation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul came and he got a girl engaged to Christ with a fivefold ministry. But that fivefold ministry fell away with the rest of the church. But the word says the voice of God spoke again.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to bring back to the original.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
As he brings everything back to the original, then we got a foundation to start from.
Amen.
And as we get to the place where we start on Paul's foundation, hallelujah,
amen,
everything has to fit.
Amen.
Amen. First place, there was an engagement took place in the early church.
Amen.
And as Paul began to try to gather in the bride, there was diverse beliefs among the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some got carnal and said, I'm a Paul. Others said, I'm a Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But remember, everything that God is going to do for the Gentile wife of Christ.
Amen. It
has to be laid upon the foundation that Paul laid when he engaged her to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Starting with a foundation and he laid in there a fivefold ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that fivefold ministry did the job and did it well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was right there in the foundation. But it left and went off the scene and we haven't saw it anymore till now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just as that church that was engaged to Christ went into the ground, and the church went through the dark ages, hence came all your denominational teaching.
Yes.
But not one word of Paul's foundation has been changed.
Amen.
Whatever the church has done, whatever religion has done,
yes,
through the seven church ages, did not alter or change one promise that God made. So everything that's laying in there is to take place in this day and this hour.
Amen.
And it has to lay perfectly upon the foundation Paul laid.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the first thing we see in the Word of God, as the gospel came over to the Gentiles, God ordained the Apostle Paul to go forth to ministry. And it said that Paul's a teacher. It says that Paul's a preacher. It says that Paul's apostle. Hallelujah. The same thing that was in Christ. Amen. He picked up a man in his stead. The Word of God says that Paul said, we're in Christ's stead.
Paulo wamba uteti, swevo tulimu chivela icha Kristo.
Amen. In the first chapter of Colossians,
mubuku liawa korose, chipatita kutangu.
Amen. Verse 24.
Sean to 24.
Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles,
Paulo, mwa apostolo kuliba na masi,
that came to express Christ to the bride,
wakabola kuzoto ndeha ikristo kulina winga.
He said, it's made up in my mortal body, the things which it liken of the suffering of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I am here in Christ's stead.
Amen.
Amen. When we look in the Word of God, as the gospel went from the Jews over to the Gentiles, in the 15th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 8, the word says Jesus Christ was the minister to the circumcision. Which were to the Jews of that day. Hallelujah. He said, but God has anointed me to be the ministry of Jesus Christ to you Gentiles.
Amen.
Now when we begin to look at all of this, we see a man step out on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
That Christ has incarnated himself into him to such an extent. That if you wanted to hear from Christ, you heard the message of Paul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When God struck him down with a great light, he said, Paul, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles.
Yes.
He said, you're going to be a light to the Gentiles. And you're going to deliver the power of Satan to the power of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we see this took place in the foundational part of it. Now what that accomplished was this. It accomplished getting a bride introduced to Christ.
Amen.
But the marriage remained a distant happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if God started off that way, he said he was going to do it again in the last
one.
Amen. I preached in a great city of Manila, Philippines. Many, many hundreds of people came.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And I preached on the word of God, let's do it again, but do it right this time. In the Word of God, in the Old Testament, we see the children of Israel went forth to take the land the first time they failed.
Amen.
And God sent spies over into the land of Canaan. Amen.
Amen.
As God was leading the children of Israel, 10 of those spies came back.
Amen.
And they began to sow unbelief among the people.
Amen.
They began to say, we can't take the land. They began to say, we look like grasshoppers in their eyes.
Amen.
And fear came upon them. Amen.
Amen.
And they turned back in their heart to Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So God let them go into a long 40-year wandering in the wilderness.
Amen.
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 Amen. But there was two that was faithful to the word even. It's typical of Peter and Paul. Amen.
Amen.
Peter being the apostle to the Gentiles.
Paulo,
or
bunga,
to the Jews rather.
Petro,
Paul being the apostle to the Gentiles.
Bunga, Paula, waro,
and the church went through a long dark age.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now the church going through the long dark age didn't change one thing that God had promised.
Amen.
Oh, no, imbunga.
Amen.
Amen.
It just delayed it.
Yes.
Amen. And that Amen. Time of delay was the time that God tried. So still all things work together for good to them who love God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So he promised to have a bride to marry in this
hour.
He promised to bring it to perfection. Hebrews 6 said, leave the foundation, let us go on to perfection.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul laid the foundation. He said, God took him home. He said, let's go on. So when Paul left the scene, there was a foundation laid only. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a voice says, let us go on to perfection. So it means when we come back through the seven church ages, and we pick up the word of God again. Amen. We hook it on to what Paul said.
Amen.
And we begin to build.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that girl that Paul got engaged to Christ as a virgin.
Amen.
The end of it is that she be married to Christ and become one with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I've said many times, there's no virgin that's a wife.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, a virgin can go through all the ceremonial part of a marriage.
Oh no, inagari ndula gonzia kunjira muzibera zyonse zitondezia inkwatano.
As we said earlier today,
mulimbo twambide kutanguna,
there's two parts to a marriage.
Kuli hibera hiobiro ya mkwatano na ya mchato.
There's a ceremonial part. Everybody participates in.
Kuli musekerera ikwa bantu bonse kaba chola ichibera musekerera okuya.
Then there's a consummation part, just the wife and the husband.
Oh no, kuli musikiri ya na kuleta anto mwe okonkwa muka intu kupela amuru magwe.
Amen. In the 25th chapter of Matthew.
Ponya muchipati 25 cha Matayo.
Amen. The day that was ready for the marriage went in.
Ah, well, ibagali bambinde kuinka mukwatano vagainka.
And the door was shut.
Kabera imuryango wagajarwa.
There was a woman in there that became one with Christ.
Kobutobya buzuba uya mwana gazi vagaba omwe a Kristo.
Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
Wanazoba inyama nyama yagwe imafua amafua agwe.
And the only one went in the bride chamber.
Ponya nibagainkide omuya asibuinga munganda.
Was the bride and bridegroom.
Wagali ibwinga.
Because she was going to become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
Amen.
She was going to become one with him. She was going to be married to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we stop short of a marriage,
oh no, kutwalangisha inkwatanomboi betenchobeni.
All the other that we have gone through. All the other that we have studied and prayed about. Amen. All of this trials and temptation we've gone through. If we stop short of a marriage.
Then
all that's in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Paul laid the foundation for a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
He said there would be apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, all five.
Amen.
Now, he said it will pick this bride up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And right on the foundation that Paul
laid.
And begin to lead her and guide her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lead her and guide her right to a marriage.
Amen.
And he said that would lead the bride till she and the ministry become one.
Amen. Mane ulasika chimo cha kutwalo na winga amulimo balaba omwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read some in Ephesians 4.
Ndirabalago chimwe kuzwa mubukula ba Efeso chipati.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want to read about this fivefold ministry.
Ndirabara bagan ai amilimo ili musano.
And I want to show you what it does and how long it lasts.
Ndirabutonde oyo mulimo ari mulatura chindi chiramvuti.
Amen.
Amen.
How long it exists in the days like Paul says in the church. It's a certain thing to do when Paul said it in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was a great work for the fivefold ministry to do. And this great work would lead us and guide us. It would correct us and help us. It would give us revelation when we didn't have revelation. It would guide us when we didn't know the way. Amen. And it would eventually cause us to become one with Christ. Amen. But it was to reach a certain point. Amen. As it's set back in the church in this last day. Hallelujah. That would be apostolic leadership. Amen. As apostolic leadership restored back. Remember, he brings it back again.
Amen.
Because there's got to be a marriage.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's got to be a church that's not tossed to and fro. There's
got to
be a church with the mind of Christ.
Amen.
There's
got to
be a church speak with one mind and one mouth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's God of the church that become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. There's
got
to be a church that's no longer a virgin but a wife.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's when we're getting to where Paul laid the foundation to take us. Paul said it would bring us to the full statue of the man Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we see a falling away took place before that ever happened. Amen. In the very first church age, he said, you're fallen from your first love.
Amen.
Amen. But the marriage is still on.
Amen.
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 Amen. The children of Israel came back 40 years later after wandering in the wilderness. And they took the land with a great victory.
Yes.
Amen. Because that's what God ordained them to begin with.
Amen.
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 Now I'm going to read some. You're on the fivefold ministry. I'm starting in Ephesians chapter 4, verse
11.
Paul is writing, he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and some teachers. Now that's what Paul said a ministry was set in the church.
Amen.
And he told us the same thing in 1 Corinthians. And there he says, first apostles, secondary prophets, then this on down the line.
Amen.
Now the strange teaching that's been among us that's stopping us from being married is this.
Oh no, injisho Yesu itukasha kuti takwa tukuli kuli Kristu nje.
That the word don't come to nobody prophet and God only used one man at a time.
Amen.
Amen. That is unknown to the scripture as Paul taught it.
Amen.
It's not unknown to the teaching as it came through the church ages.
Amen.
It's not unknown to the seven church age messengers God had the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
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 Amen. God picked an Old Testament type prophet up and set him in this New Testament age. He picked him up to cut that church age off. To finish all that mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had the spirit of Elijah upon him, so God used that one man like he did Old Testament.
Amen. Amen.
I struggle and agonize with this for about 3 or 4 years. As I was fellowshipping with people that taught me The word don't come to nobody but a prophet.
Mburi ndagali kuba aruswanga no abantu bagali kundisha kuti ijwi lale zitalibori kuputina abao mwe pere kumusisi biruzu tu.
It had the door closed to the New Testament and I couldn't go in.
Kuti vakazonjalira imuri yango kuchiro mwe kuchipya tina
kuchiro. Because it's contrary to New Testament teaching.
Kambo chabola kuinda kuchiro mwe kuchipya.
As was taught by Paul.
Mwe ambri mbocha kaisi kwa Paulo.
Yet the man was a prophet sent from God.
He was a messenger of God.
Amen. Amen. So I struggled with it about 3 years. And Brother Brown said, you got to get desperate sometimes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I got so desperate that I closed myself up in a room. And I took my Bible with me.
Amen.
I took some of Brother Brown's tapes with me.
Amen.
I took some of Brother Jackson's tapes with me.
Amen.
And he took some of my own tapes with me.
Amen.
And I took a big jug of water.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I stayed back there 40 days and 40 nights.
Amen.
I
couldn't
eat one bite of food. Taking only water. Praying day and night. Saying, Lord, what's the answer here? I can't find
Amen.
I said, Lord, I know you sent a great prophet to this age.
Amen.
He cleared up the seal. He cleared up the church ages. And now we're obtaining things that was previously unattainable.
Amen.
Because God sent that prophet.
Amen.
But I'd go to the New Testament. And it says there a fivefold ministry. It says he had apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? You got to take me home or something. Lord, I can't live like this. Amen. I know that man was your prophet. But I know Paul was your apostle.
Amen.
And they're saying two different things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then I began to fast and pray. I fast and prayed 40 days and nights.
Amen.
And just as sure as I stand here tonight,
sorry,
just as sure as I stand here today,
amen,
amen, amen, audible voice.
Amen.
And that audible voice said he was an Old Testament type prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I felt like doing cartwheels. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That answered it.
Amen.
It didn't take anything from Brother Brown. It made me honor him more.
Sorry?
It made me honor Brother Brown
more.
Amen. Amen. It made me love and appreciate what he did more. And then I could say the word come only to the prophet as long as it's applying to him.
Amen.
Because he had the spirit of Elijah upon him.
Amen.
And God dealt with him just like he did an Old Testament
prophet.
And he had to use such a man. Because he had word that weren't even written that he had the brains of the bride.
Amen.
Amen.
When them seven seals were sounded,
oh no,
the seven thunders of the Bible, John said, I was about to write. But the voice from heaven says, seal it up and write it now. Hence the need for a prophet like Old Testament prophet. Because there had to come some words straight from God to the man.
Amen.
And God isolated one man.
Amen.
He had one man on the scene.
Amen.
He had a prophet on the scene.
Amen.
And the word came to that prophet.
Amen.
God only used that man to do that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now see how we can go back and start building on Paul's faith. Amen. God's good to us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This weren't given just for me. Because the job he gave me to do is for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He sent me to pick up and begin to lay on Paul's foundation. And the girl that Paul got engaged to Christ.
Amen.
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 Gave me the word to go back and pick it up.
Amen.
And get that girl married to Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we can go from victory to victory, face to face.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing now can stop us from being married to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. There's been men that hazard their life for the gospel's sake. On two different occasions, I fast and sought God for at least 40 days and nights.
Amen.
Taking nothing but water. Amen. God loves you a lot to save you.
Amen.
Amen. This just didn't come to you on the silver platter. This is not some figment of some man's imagination. This is thus saith the Spirit of God all the way. Amen.
Amen.
There's a marriage taking place. Do you want to come aboard?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just as the engagement, they believe the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said you will be spoke to with one mind and one mouth.
Amen.
God will have a ministry, see eye to
eye.
You say, where that preacher? Look around you. Amen. We'll speak to you with one mouth.
Amen.
That will accept apostolic leadership.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the voice of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When you're married to Christ, the fivefold ministry is different to you than it was in engagement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the second level of the fivefold ministry. And the second level of the fivefold ministry has a second level mentality.
Amen.
Amen. This second level of the fivefold ministry don't just look at you as sheep. Amen. They just don't come through with a stick in their hand guiding them, the sheep, one way or the other.
Amen.
They don't have a bunch of sheep dogs keep them herd together. Hallelujah, but you become his very wife.
Amen.
Thank you.
I saw something on TV where they were raising sheep in Australia.
That's overnight, which in the Ajipegu Pegu Abba,
the shepherd had some dogs
trained.
And these dogs, if one of them starts straying away, that dog would run out and get and gather them back up.
Amen.
And you don't need a bunch of trained dogs turning loose on you. Don't just represent a shepherd, we represent the bridegroom.
Amen.
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 Amen. There's been times throughout the church age, yes. The pastor had to keep his stick with him. Amen.
Amen.
Keep his whipped in line. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this second phase of the fivefold ministry restoration, not like that at all.
Yes. Oh no. Hey, oh, umulimo, umusanu, taulibo buyape.
Hallelujah. It's to talk to his wife. Amen. It's to talk love talk to her. It's to whisper sweet nothings in her ear. There's a marriage and you're in the marriage chamber. Amen. You've come through the ceremonial part of it.
Amen.
Praise God. My brother's talking in tongues. I don't know what he's saying. But it must be pretty good. You know?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now God said he's going to bring it back and finish what Paul started. And we always
want to
recognize that Paul only got her engaged.
Second
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 10. He said, I have a spouse, you have a just virgin.
Hallelujah.
He said, that I may, somewhere in the future, present
Amen.
To Christ as his wife. Amen. And the word says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And the word says you become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. That's a marriage. And the husband and wife have the same mind. Hallelujah. See how this goes together with this morning's service. Have the same mind. Believe the same thing. Hallelujah. Part of him. But this takes place as the restoration comes into fullness. And God set the same type fivefold ministry here to get the marriage done as he did to get the engagement.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But God had a group of people. He called them out by the prophet. Hallelujah. And then he sent the word to try them.
Hallelujah.
See if they wanted the word or a statement. There are people preaching all over the world. The word don't come to nobody but a prophet. God never
had
one man on the scene at a time. All that's foreign to what Paul preached. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you willing to take that next step?
Yes.
Are you willing to say, I do, Lord?
Yes.
Lord, I
won't
become bone of your bone flesh anymore. Alright, then he sends you a fivefold ministry. Amen. And this fivefold ministry is to teach you and keep you in line. Until it bring you to a certain point. Amen. To that point when you're married to Christ. Amen. We have a fivefold ministry
tail.
Amen. Do we still have the fivefold ministry? Yeah. That's the second level. It's the restoration of. It's a part of it to get you married to Christ. Amen. It's not the engaging fivefold ministry. It's the marrying fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Hey, I'll read this. In Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. I've read the one where it says he gave apostles and prophets. So, verse 11. I'm getting verse 12 now. Amen. He said, talking of the fivefold ministry, he said, it's given for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now watch one word, tell.
Amen.
It's given for this purpose, tell.
Amen.
Or untell.
Money.
It will serve this way until.
Amen.
And then it goes into the higher level.
Amen.
It goes into the prophetic level.
Amen.
It goes into the personal level where Christ come and talk to his wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That office that Paul was in is restored back again this last day. The fivefold ministry restored back again, but in another level. It's not so much corrective, but you making love to Christ. Amen. The same ministry. But when he brings it to this point, he says, until you reach the fullness of Christ. You reach the fullness of the stature of the man Christ. And the church at that time began to be called the man Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the Garden of Eden, God called their name Adam. Paul said, ye are the body of Christ. Paul said there's one family name that's everybody in heaven's called by and everybody in earth called by.
Ponya paro amba uteti imugwasi uri kujulu urategwa azina eri aurahansi urategwa azina chilonda eri.
You're called by the name of Jesus Christ.
Waitwa azina ya Kristu Jesu.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. You are the body of Jesus Christ.
Uri chisimuviri wa Kristu Jesu.
Amen. Through the seven church ages,
kuinda makare ali musanu abiri.
The church typed out the body of Jesus Christ.
Ichi imbungano imini na imubiri wa Kristu Jesu.
Hallelujah! Looking forward to time it would become a reality.
Kwa kutanga kumbere o kongochi obo nekera antangarara.
Amen. But now you are not a type of the body of Jesus.
Ononwe watamuri chigo hanyo chabulu wa Jesu Kristu.
Amen. You're far from being a type of the body of Jesus Christ. Then what are you? You are the body of Jesus.
Amen.
You come through the types and you've obtained it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of time people say we're a type of the body of Jesus Christ. Well, I'd say they need to come up high. Not to be a type of Jesus Christ. Not to be a type of his wife. Not to be a type of the body of Christ. But you are the body of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a lot behind us. This is reality.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We've come through the time to reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God has sent the same ministry back.
Lezo atuma muri mungwenya alimwi.
Now on the same level.
Ono achimo chichonya.
He got the same Christians here.
Ujisi ibala Kristu mbabenya.
He's got the same members here.
Ujisi zonya izizo zomwe.
But he called you to a higher level.
Pero one night achimo ichipati.
He told John, after the seven church ages, over, come up higher.
Amen.
Wagambira John kuteti mane.
John went up higher. And the first thing he heard was a trumpet talking. Somebody said, I didn't know a trumpet talk. Well, get the
earwax
out of your ears tonight and listen.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. There's a trumpet talking tonight.
Yes.
Saying there's a marriage.
Yes.
And you're his wife.
Yes.
And by one spirit you were baptized into one body.
Yes.
Colossians 1:13. Amen. Say so you're translated already.
Yes.
That you've been translated.
Amen.
Out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son and become his wife.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're getting to that second level of the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
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 Amen. The devil tried to give me a little cold. Trying to slow me down. It just speeded me up. Amen. Glory to God. Now watch this fivefold ministry. It's given to bring you to a certain place in that form.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat that. It's given to bring you to a certain place in the form that Paul left.
It.
But he pointed to a higher level of the fivefold ministry. He said, you got this tail that comes.
Yes.
They had that before the church age begun.
echo gata ningatali kamakala
imbukano before the church fell away
bagali chichisi echo niyagamana kuwa imbukano
but God restored it back in the last day
pele chagaboze kwa kumazwa kumamani no
he said now I'm going to give to you in a higher form
wamba chono no, tina mipari mwe
You got it that way,
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Until what?
My name's E.
Hallelujah.
Let's read about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, there. I'll get that. Okay, thank you. Amen. The Bible's coming forward. Preaching. Got excited. Well, it's old, see. Amen.
Amen.
He says that this fivefold ministry given for the perfecting of the saints. And that perfecting means, that's Ephesians 4:12. Now, this perfection, why do you look for?
Oh, no.
You guys will interpret.
If we inga waga pegwa, kutegwa, bulondole, sorry, emirimo iri musanu yakapegwa kutegwa isaraje nakulondola ibwinga kwa Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to trust you said it right, brother.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right, I know our brother just going on with him a little here.
Yes.
Amen. But it says this is given for the perfecting.
Amen.
You to perfection.
Amen.
Get you there. You've arrived at the fullness of the statue of the man Christ Jesus, and you're his wife. Let me get this rest of this year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Till we all come into unity of the faith. Unity. Till we all come into unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, M-A-N, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. My name. Mane dojo ense tuve ayabujatane womwe ibwabuzumini akwaruzivorwa mwana areza tuve abuntu bulondogede abwime buzulide ibwa Kristo.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Arumbereza.
Amen. It's given to bring you to this place. And then he takes you to the second level, the restored back.
In
the mighty angel comes down from heaven, brings a little book. Now, if I knock that off and break it, you will tell Brother Kim to pay for it. Hey! Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's what light does. It enlightens you. Praise God.
Amen.
We're not in darkness anymore. We're in light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bring you to the perfect man. The fullness of. Now you can't get no further than that. That means you're his wife.
Yes.
You're not just engaged, you're his wife.
Amen.
Amen. God folded this over to the second level and gave it to his wife.
Leza eji wagajileta aji moja vili mane waba muga intu wagwe.
The first level was to the virgin in the early church and it fell away.
Ono eche chibela cha kutanguna, chagali kumbungano ya kutanguna, kwagali inagali ndu mane eche ndi ichagua.
He said he'd bring it back again and there would be a marriage.
Bonyo amba utetu yoji vozi alimu ikawela kuyakuwa kwa
chambu. John said his wife, not virgin.
Oh no, John Magamba utetu muga intu wako kutamba nagari nagari nupe.
His wife has made herself ready.
Muga intu wako wali bambira gare.
Now she is married by the fivefold minister that passed that on.
Amen.
Ono wagwantwa kwinda muli
kwinda
muli ba apostolo ibaka mbausi abayi.
God just gave the bride the little book.
Lezaga bavyo inabwinga ikabuku kashoto.
That was brought down from heaven.
Akagale twa kutwa kujulu.
And we ate it.
Wakanga deka buku aga.
It lifted us up to a higher level.
Sakatusumbula mane epati mochipati.
It made us go from being just a virgin to a wife.
Sakatukomera kutwa kuba nakali mane twa bakuka into.
As long as a boy and girl going together,
oh no, but imusimbi kwa yabuenda musangua.
Planning a marriage,
kwa ganza kuguatana.
Expecting a marriage,
amulangire kutibala kuatana.
Amen. They got to come together. As man and wife. To bring that marriage to a consummation. Then she can say, this is my husband. And he can say, this is my beautiful wife. Isn't she beautiful? Glory to God, that's what Christ is doing tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's saying, isn't my wife beautiful? Here they sit in one mind, one accord. Here's a five-fold minister all believing the same thing, speaking the same thing. He's saying, isn't it beautiful?
Amen.
Isn't she the most beautiful thing you ever seen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let me just quote some here. Amen. Then he said, we'll no longer be tossed to and fro.
Yes.
Amen. By every wind of doctrine. By the sleight of men. Amen. That age is over.
Yes.
Because she's married to Christ and Christ gave her his mind.
Amen.
God gave her his word. God baptized her into his body. Amen.
Amen.
She's walking by the mind of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right, that's where we're at tonight.
Oh no, and chatu jisi imasiku ano sunu.
He has brought the fivefold ministry back.
Wapirusha imirimo irimusanu.
He's brought the church back.
Wapirusha ichigombero.
We're built on Paul's foundation.
Tuli kuyaga antarishwa Paulo.
But we left the foundation.
Tugazosi antarisho.
We left the doctrine of the foundation.
Tugazosi injisho antarisho.
Amen. And come on and got married to him.
Mana tuasaga na tuagwatu
agulimwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love
him? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Says this take place, we'll speak the truth in love.
Amen. Amen.
Did you get it, preacher?
Yes.
We begin to speak the truth in love.
Amen.
You're not speaking to some little girl that's running out trying to date four or five other boys. Amen. Speaking the truth in love. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I lost my hanky. Amen.
Amen.
All right, bless that's fine Lord. Though. Stop bless quit him. Anyway. Amen.
Amen.
I must. I didn't need it, did I? Amen. Amen. Look here. Amen. Amen. There's a marriage that took place.
Yes.
And when, as we realize it's taken place. The Bible says the body, not just the preacher now.
Yes.
Not the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
It says the body begin to edify itself in love.
Amen.
Not just the preacher edifying the church, we edify one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let's preach or edify one another.
Amen.
Amen. But you edify us and we edify you.
Yes.
Amen. Then it says every joint will supply that which the other one needs.
Yes.
And then we build it up into the full statue. We build it up into Christ.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:16. There's a body that's edifying itself.
Amen.
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 They don't have to depend on the preacher to give them every little thing.
Amen.
Amen. Because they get some things on their own.
Amen.
And when they get it's the same thing the preacher got.
Amen.
Because we're all eating of the little book. He told John, take this book and eat it. Because thou must prophesy again.
Amen.
Speak the word on a higher level.
Yes.
And your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all.
Bonse.
Brothers and sisters, they get together to talk about the word. They get inspiration. God look at it as prophecy. Prophecy means inspirational speaking. Brothers and sisters get together and talking about the word. And the Holy Ghost come down and anoint them. Or the Holy Ghost within them begin to speak through them. They begin to edify one another with a prophecy.
Amen.
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 We prophesy to you and you prophesy back to us. And I'm not talking about saying thus saith the Lord or anything, but speaking by inspiration, thank God put in your heart.
Amen.
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 I found my handkerchief. Isn't it easy to lose? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The second level of the fivefold ministry is back. It's on a higher level. In that marriage is a higher level than engagement.
Amen.
There's a marriage taking place.
Yes.
It's already taking place with a lot of folks. But our merciful Savior, He's reaching out, spreading this word. Amen.
Amen.
I've been here now for about 5 weeks or so.
Oh no, and the color of Munamafia, what's on the Hirimusan?
Been to 5 different nations.
Yes.
And I've been telling Africa.
Oh no, and the color of Munamafia.
God's getting the last part of His bride out of Africa.
Amen.
Amen. That's why there's a fire burning here in Africa.
Yes. Amen.
No one can put it out.
Amen.
It's going to take the rapture.
Amen.
Because there's a marriage taking place.
Amen.
Because God sent you the fivefold ministry on the higher
order.
Amen. Amen. Not just the fivefold ministry on the foundation. He said, leave the foundation. But the prophecy of Paul says when this fivefold ministry come back like this, Then you'll become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. You'll become the perfect stature of the man Christ Jesus. Every preacher begin to preach in love. You'll no longer be tossed to and fro. You won't be a sheep that they got to turn a sheep dog loose on. But the bridegroom will talk to you. He'll make love to you. He'll whisper sweet nothings in your ear.
Amen.
Amen. He'll stop by the store and get you some Canyon roses. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And when walk down the street with his wife, he'll have his arms around her.
Amen.
And he'll always be glad to say, "This is my wife."
Amen.
Amen. I'm so proud of her. She's so good to me. I love her so much. And I wouldn't do nothing to hurt her feeling at all. I wouldn't say anything to hurt her feeling at all. Because I love her too much.
Amen.
I'm speaking the truth in love.
Amen.
The higher level that went into marriage.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The higher level of the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
We left the foundation.
Amen.
Amen. We've come on to perfection. And perfection is being 100% united to Christ.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.